Just got a shaila about reading Ksuvim on Shabbos yesterday. Someone texted me that they are reading Eicha in their shul on Motzei Shabbos, and prior to reading Eicha, they always like to go over it in advance. Problem is that so they assumed it's a vailish of Hachana to read Eicha on Shabbos in preparation for Motzei Shabbos. So I said, well, actually, I'm not so convinced that it's Hachana, because you're allowed to learn, meaning it's not like you're taking out a cloth and reading Eicha, which, you know, like by Purim, we say by Megillah, that the Megillah becomes Muktzah when it's right before Purim, because it's very clearly only used for the mitzvah. But you're allowed to learn, you know, any Sefer of Kedusha, Luchora, you're allowed to, even if it's, you're allowed to learn the Chumra Nagaritas on Shabbos, so why wouldn't you be allowed to read Eicha on Shabbos? But I think it may be another problem, and that is that there is an issue of reading Ksuvim on Shabbos. So let's discuss that. So if there's an issue of reading Ksuvim, what exactly is the nature of that issue? As Menachem mentioned, his mother says Tehillim, his mother became quite a Tehillim Zagger, so she says Tehillim on Shabbos. So is that something you're allowed to do? You're supposed to be saying Tehillim on Shabbos if you're now supposed to be reading Ksuvim on Shabbos. So there is a Mishnah. In Shabbos Tav Kuftas Vav Amrav, the Mishnah says, Kol Kisrei HaKodesh Matzilim Asom B'nei HaDek, if there's a fire, Lo Aleinu, a fire that breaks out, you're allowed to save all Kisrei HaKodesh from the fire, Bein Shekorin Ben, Bein She'in Korin Ben, whether these are Kisrei HaKodesh that you read from or that you don't read from, and even if they're written in other languages, it says it's Tzun Geniza, Mipnei Ma'in Korin Ben, the Mishnah says, what do you mean that you don't read from? Why wouldn't you read from certain books of Kedusha, certain books Kisrei HaKodesh on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says, because Mipnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash. So it's talking about saving Kisrei HaKodesh from a fire, that even those Kisrei HaKodesh that you don't read from on Shabbos, you're allowed to save them from the fire. So the Mishnah says, and why wouldn't you read from them? Because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains that they used to hold a big drasha in the Beis HaMedrash for all the Balabatim who were busy working all week. They didn't have a chance to learn all week long, and they had a big drasha where they'd go through, like the Ikar Halachos that you needed to know, catch up on the week stuff, Yomi, I don't know. Really, it was probably about the Ikar Halachos that they needed to know. So Chazal thought that was really important for them to do. They had to be at that drasha because it's really important to know halacha. Instead, people are going to be reading ksuvim because ksuvim is so much more fascinating. So they had to make an issur that you're not allowed to read ksuvim so that they'll show up to the drasha. The Gemara says that there is a Tana that holds that that the Isser is not because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, but rather it's a siyag to stop them from reading Shtarei Adyotos, that people will make a Kal V'chomer in their own heads. People are going to say, oh, if I'm not even allowed to read Ksuvim, then I really shouldn't be allowed to read, you know, contracts for the legal work that I do, you know, or something. So it's just Chazal wanted to like go to such an extreme in what they ask of reading on Shabbos, so that a person will say, even if I'm going to cut corners, I'm never going to read Shtarei Adyotos because I'm not even allowed to read Kisrei HaKodesh on Shabbos. But be that as it may, we do have this notion of Bittul Beis HaMedrash and not reading Ksuvim on Shabbos. What? The Mishnah on Shabbos Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph. I'm sorry? Yeah, but then the Gemara itself says not only Bittul Beis HaMedrash. The Mishnah said Bittul Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara quotes another Tana that says it's not Bittul Beis HaMedrash, but a Gezeira Mishum Shtarei Hedyotos. Yeah. So the assumption is Ksuvim are more fascinating. That seems to be the assumption. Which is interesting, but that's the assumption. You have a question? Shtarei Adyotos? Probably not. Shtarei Adyotos is probably more business-related materials. Maybe the business section of the newspaper, maybe Wall Street Journal. Although Wall Street Journal does, from what I understand, human interest stories also, or just interesting biographical stuff about CEOs and, you know, important people or movers and shakers in the business world. That would not qualify. But, the typical business stories, pork belly futures are going to take a turn, whatever it is that I was a finance major in college. You cannot tell from the way I talk. My finance professor actually listens to a lot of the shiurim. He's probably very disappointed when he hears me talk about finance. So bizman hazeh. The question is, what about bizman hazeh? And you know, can we explain certain minhagim that Klal Yisrael has based on this issue? So the Rambam writes in 23rd paragraph of Shabbos Halacha Yates, also likros b'shari adiotos b'shabbos shalei k'der chol v'yavol limchuk. You're not allowed to read shari adiotos because you're going to come to erase. And then he starts talking about reading guest lists, which is a different discussion. And then he says, you're not allowed to read a caption under a picture. And then he says, af likros b'ksuvim b'shabbos b'shas b'es ha-medrish aser, gzeru misham bitl b'es ha-medrish, shalei yakalechad yoshu b'es ha-vakari v'yimnim b'es ha-medrish. Meaning, there were two possible reasons why you're not allowed to read Ksuvim. One is that you're going to say, oh, if I'm not allowed to read this, and for sure I'm not allowed to read Shtori Adiotos. The other is practical Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Huge nafkamina between them. What if it's not the time of the Beis HaMedrash? It's not the time that the Shir is going on anyway. So if it's not the time of the Beis HaMedrash, then you don't have a concern of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. But if it's but you would still have the concern of the Kal V'chomer of Shtori Adiotos. So the Rambam brings it in the context of Shtori Adiotos, but he says the reason is Bittul Beis HaMedrash, right? Meaning the reason he gives is Bittul Beis HaMedrash. But you do see clearly the Rambam assumes that the Isser would still apply. The Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Zayin says that the Iker LaHalacha from the Sugi and the Gemara is that you're not allowed to read only during this Man Beis HaMedrash, because that's the Shita of the Rif, that's the Shita of the Rush, and very likely it's the Shita of the Rambam. How do you define Zman Beis HaMedrash is a tricky thing, we'll get to in a second. But it sounds that the Bala Ma'or writes, "Me'achar shepasak minigar rishonim sheyinogim lidrash b'chol Shabbos Shabbos v'ad zman nesuda, ein lanu l'mnoatz minim l'kro b'chol kisvei hakodesh b'chol sefer sheyesh bo strach l'dusha kol yom kulo." Says nowadays you don't have this Beis HaMedrash. Meaning, what was the Beis HaMedrash they used to have after davening until the time of the suuda? They would daven early. This idea of like a 9 o'clock in the morning minyan was not heard of until the Young Israel movement came along. You know why the Young Israel movement introduced 9 o'clock a.m. davening? It was because the earlier davening, in the early part of the 20th century in the United States, if you wanted to keep a job, you had to work on Shabbos. So early minyan meant you were davening to go to work. You were davening and then going to work on Shabbos. So as a tikkun, the Young Israel made it impractical. You know, meaning they said, like, that's why you have shuls that are called Shomer Shabbos. Well, why would a shul be called Shomer Shabbos? Because that was the shul where people were actually Shomer Shabbos. Like nowadays, it's so foreign to us. Of course, no one works on people who are Orthodox Jews don't work on Shabbos. But you have to realize the majority of people were not omid b'nisayon on that issue. So anyway, but it used to be that of course you're going to daven within Zman Kriya Shema and you're going to daven early. So there's plenty of time where you can eat lunch, and there was no rabbi's speech in middle davening. You know, there wasn't. They had not yet discovered all the nigunim that we love. You know, and are inspired by. So how long did Shabbos davening take already? The Bali Kriya probably knew how to lane, right? So how long did the davening take already? So it took whatever, maybe an hour and a half. So if you're davening at 8 o'clock in the morning, davening takes an hour and a half. You have plenty of time to learn before the meal. So that was the time of Beis HaMedrash. So the Bala Ma'or says, we don't have a time of Beis HaMedrash anymore, and therefore there's no Isser anymore. So that's what the Bala Ma'or says. In Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't mention this din, that you're not allowed to read Ksuvim, but in Simin Reish Sadi Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, Achar Suda Shabbos Kovim Medrash Likros Bin Nevi'im V'Lidrosh B'Divrei Agada. Right, he doesn't say Ksuvim, and he says there's such a thing as Beis HaMedrash. So the Gra is Medayik, that he dafka says B'Nevi'im, Avalo B'Ksuvim, says the Gra, but not Ksuvim. So even though the Mechaber doesn't quote the Isser, when he says what you're supposed to do, he dafka leaves out Ksuvim. So again, the assumption is Ksuvim are just so easy and so entertaining and so fascinating that that's what's going to pull you away from the Beis HaMedrash. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good question. I guess meaning those—that's the time for the more interesting type of limudim, I guess.
Not too interesting.
Exactly. It's threading the needle a little bit. So there are two minhagim that the Jewish people have that could potentially be explained based on this this din. One is Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Tzadi Sif Ches, Noagin Lomar Shir Hashirim B'Shabbos Shel Chol HaMoed, that we say Shir Hashirim on Chol HaMoed what? Which Yantif? Shir Hashirim Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach. And we do it when? When do we read Shir Hashirim? Before Kriyas HaTorah. So Rav Salvechik is quoted in Harei Kedem Chelet Beisim Kufta Zayin, and all the Talmidim Rav Salvechik are familiar with this word. He asks the following question. He says, why is Megillas Esther and Purim read after Kriyas HaTorah in the morning of Purim? Right? We read Vayava Malik, 9 Psukim, and then we read Megillas Esther, whereas the Shir Hashirim, Koheles, Rus, all of those are before Kriyas HaTorah. Furthermore, why do we read Megillas at all before Kriyas HaTorah? Meaning the default position, you would imagine, is if you had to choose one or the other, which one would go first? Tadir Shein, Tadir Kodem, and which is, and even if you want to say Mekudosh Shein Mekudosh, Chumash is more Mekudosh. So whatever criteria you're using, whether you're using Tadir, whether you're using Mekudosh, you should have to lain from the Torah before you lain the Megillah. So Rav Salvechik suggested that Zman Beis HaMedrash starts after Kriyas HaTorah. From the time of Kriyas HaTorah, where they read Torah Shebichsav, that's what the Mechayev to be Osik B'Torah and B'Doresh B'Beis HaMedrash. Because the Ikar Limud of the Medrash was on the Parshas Hayom. So you start with the Torah Shebichsav of the Parshas Hayom, and then you elaborate and you go through the Torah Shebal Peh and the Halacha and everything else. So the Mechayev of the Beis HaMedrash was the Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. So he said, now I understand why on Purim we read the Megillah after Kriyas HaTorah, and every other Megillah we read before Kriyas HaTorah. Purim, one thing, you're never going to have Megillah on Shabbos. Why do you never have Megillah on Shabbos? So it's a sugya, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtas, and in Mesach HaSukkah, Mesach Megillah, Gzeri Derabim, Shemi Avriyana Dal Ramos, Perusha Sarabim. So Megillah, you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. So you're never going to have a Shabbos where you're reading the Megillah. So since it's never going to be Shabbos, there's never going to be Zman Beis HaMedrash when you're reading the Megillah. So you go with the standard Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Tadir Kodam. And whereas, if you assume that Zman Beis HaMedrash starts with Kriyas HaTorah, you don't want to read Ksuvim after Kriyas HaTorah. You have an issur of reading Ksuvim after Kriyas HaTorah. So you're dafka going to read the Ksuvim prior to Kriyas HaTorah. He points out that there's Yerushalmi in the third parak of Megillah, that we don't read Megillah on Shabbos because we don't read Kisvei HaKodesh Elamin HaMincha L'mayla, which is different than the reason the Bavli gives of Shemar Yavrena Dalet Amos Bereshus Rabin. So if that were the case, then L'chori you could read Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah also, just like we do on all the other Moadim. So he says, Achei Nira, the Chi of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Purim, Hu Chovas HaYom Shal Purim. And therefore, it has to be Ra'ui to be Korei Kol HaYom. So since after Kriyas HaShachros B'Purim, Shechal B'Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to read it because of the Yisr Kriyas Ksuvim B'Shabbos, Mimela, the Kriyas HaMegillah, you can't have the Chi of Kriyas HaMegillah for only half of the day, and therefore you're not recording the Megillah on Shabbos at all. He says based on the Shabbos, but again, leaving that aside, assuming like the Bavli, that the Mechayev of the Beis HaMedrash is Kriyas HaTorah. So on a Shabbos, you're not going to be allowed to read these Megillos. Now, interestingly, he says, and what's the end of the Zman Beis HaMedrash? When does Zman Beis HaMedrash end? So he says, the Sof Zman Beis HaMedrash, and therefore the time when you're allowed to once again read Ksuvim is Bishas Mincha. Tosos and Shabbos Chav Dalet Amud Aleph asks, well, the Gemara over there says that there would be Maftir B'Navi at Mincha and Shabbos. That Tosos says, but Maseches Megillah says that in Sheni B'Chamishi and B'Shabbos B'Mincha, they were Ein Maftir and B'Navi. So Tosos says, which is it? Are we Maftir B'Navi or are we not Maftir B'Navi? On at Mincha on Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Tam writes, D'Navi D'Hacha Hainu Ksuvim. That they were Noeg not to be maftir b'navi, but to be maftir b'ksuvim. Why would they dafka be maftir b'ksuvim at Mincha and Shabbos, says Rav Salvechik? Because it was bookends. We bookended the Zman Beis HaMedrash with two Kriyas HaTorahs. Kriyas HaTorah in the morning is the beginning of the Zman Beis HaMedrash. Kriyas HaTorah Mincha is the end of the Zman Beis HaMedrash. As soon as the Zman Beis HaMedrash is over, bring in ksuvim right away. Because now, just to indicate that you're allowed to read ksuvim again. And this works out very nicely. This works out very nicely with the idea that we say Tzidkas Tzedek at Mincha and Shabbos, because the Midrashim say that that's when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Why does this work very nicely with that? There is a halacha, Chacham Shemes, Beis Midrasho Batel. That if a Chacham dies, his Beis Midrash is Batel. So every Shabbos afternoon, we observe like a quasi yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, because that was the time that he died. And that's why the Minig Yisrael is that you don't dorish, you don't darshan in halacha at Shalosh Shudas time, except for Arshim. You don't darshan in halacha at Shalosh Shudas time, because based on Midrash Batel. So what do? They tell Chassidish the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have recognized that, right? I mean, I'm just joking. But it's not Tvar Halacha. It's not the meat and potatoes of Divrei Torah. So it's Bittel Beis HaMedrash. So Dafka then is when the Zman Beis HaMedrash is over. I mean, it's Dafka once the time for Tzidkascha, once the time for Tzidk HaDin on the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, once that kicks in, that's when Zman Beis HaMedrash ends. Oh, if that's when Zman Beis HaMedrash ends, that's when you're allowed to read Ksuvim, right? So that's how Salvation explained. It's a really fascinating idea. It happens to be, it's against Rashi, it's against the Rambam, in terms of what Zman Beis HaMedrash is, meaning it's his own idea, but how to define Zman Beis HaMedrash. Rashi writes, Zman Beis HaMedrash ends with the second Shabbos meal, and does not go all the way up until Mincha. Rambam understands that Zman Beis HaMedrash only begins only after the second Shabbos meal, does not begin with the Kriyas Torah. So it's not like any Rishon, but okay, but it's a pretty brilliant part. What? Yeah, so the question is, it's Zman Mincha or when you actually daven Mincha? Okay, good question. The whole idea of even reading these Megillos is L'chora a Chovas HaTzibur. I mentioned yesterday in the Shir HaMasmid, that's a Chovas HaTzibur to read the Megillos. During COVID, when we were having, you know, Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach was at home, and as was Shavuos, right? So I remember we were talking to Rav Shechter when he was writing the Tshuvas about how to behave, you know, what to do, how to daven. So he said, no, you don't have to read the Megillas, it's a Chavos HaTzibur. So, you know, Yechidim don't have to read the Megillas. So we thought, we tried to encourage him to not say that straight out, to sort of like allude to it, but to say like, it's a nice idea to read the Megillas. It's you know, because we felt like people needed some sense of as normal as they can get, given that it was so abnormal. And to just, you know, what are you doing anyway? You have all day, you know. So we thought it would be, you know. So we tried to encourage them. I don't remember exactly how we worded it or how we translated it into English. You know, with a little bit. You'll notice in a lot of Rav Shechter's Corona Tshuvas, the English is not a translation of the Hebrew. It's a somewhat of a summary of the Hebrew, but it's, you know, the Hebrew was meant for people who know how to read Hebrew, and the English was meant for everybody. So. Yes, that's what we said, that the Balamar says. Now there's no Zman Beis HaMedrash, and there's no Isser. But the Shulchan Aruch, it's a question whether the Shulchan Aruch really paskens this, because he doesn't say it explicitly, but the Gra thinks he says it implicitly. There is another Minhag Yisrael that might be explained based on this idea. The Dark Emotion, or Chaim Simkov Petas Os Aleph, and it's called the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Abu Dram, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and Birch Samazon, you say, Migdol Yeshuos Malkal. Migdol Yeshuos Malkal is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perchav Beis, pasuk in Aleph. On Chol, it's Magdil. Magdil is Tehillim Yud Ches, pasuk in Nun Aleph. Now, why would you change? It's the same pasuk, the only difference is Migdol or Magdil. The same pasuk appears in both places, in Shmuel Beis and in Tehillim. Why would you say one on Shabbos and the other one during the week? So one of the explanations, there are seven explanations. One of the explanations is that it's ksuvim, meaning on Shabbos, since Tehillim is ksuvim and Shmuel is Navi, so on Shabbos we dafka quote the pasuk from Navi and not the pasuk from ksuvim because of the issue of being korei b'ksuvim on Shabbos. So one second, I said a lot of things. First of all, the whole Pesuk of Zimra is from Ksuvim, right? I mean, we bring plenty of Ksuvim on Shabbos. Also, why in Rosh Chodesh would you quote the Pesuk from Navi and not Ksuvim? There's no Isser Kriyas Ksuvim on Rosh Chodesh. So in the Tshuvas Leiv Shlomo, the author of the Mekeves HaMishnah, he writes that he thought of these questions, and he says, you know, Shabbos Koftes Ayin Beis says you're not allowed to be Ksuvim on Shabbos. This is Machlokas Tanaim. Why? Either Bittul Beis Medrash or because of, like we said, a Gezeir Mishum Shtari Adiotos, and the Chiluk between them is Rosh Chodesh. The Yisr Kriya B'Kisvei Adiotos is not Shayach on Rosh Chodesh, but Bittul Beis Medrash says is Chayach on Rosh Chodesh. Is Shayach on Rosh Chodesh, because on Rosh Chodesh they would also get together to hear the Chacham Darshin. That's a Beferish Abaskim and Lachem Beis Perek Dalid Madua Atalechas Elav Hayom, right? Lo Chodesh v'lo Shabbos. That the man asks his wife, why are you going to the Navi today? Lo Chodesh v'lo Shabbos. Mikan the Gemara Darshins that Yichayv Adam Bakar Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Okay, where we got Beregel from Lo Chodesh v'lo Shabbos. But the Pasuk says Chodesh. So you see that apparently they had some sort of learning gathering on Rosh Chodesh. So since we Paskin that the reason is based on Bittul Beis HaMedrash, so therefore it would apply to Rosh Chodesh as well. What about the fact that our tefillos are full of psukim from Ksuvim? What? So it's before Zman Beis HaMedrash, right? If you assume that that's when Zman Beis HaMedrash is. Right. Okay. Now, according to the Isser to read from Ksuvim is Bizman Beis Medrash. Rashi holds before the Suda, the Ram is after the Suda until Mincha. It's hard to imagine that during Birchas HaMazon it's still the Zman Beis HaMedrash, because it's not after the Suda yet, nor is it before the Suda. Meaning, if you say not like Rav Salvechik, where Rav Salvechik held it's based on the two Kriyas Doras, you say like either Rashi or the Rambam, either the Zman Beis Medrash goes up until the Suda, or the Zman Beis Medrash is after the Suda. One time that's for sure not Zman Beis Medrash is Dafka at benching. So the whole thing with the Zman Beis Medrash doesn't seem to work. So the way some of the Achronim tried to explain is that this is not a halacha that you have to say the pasuk from Tehillim and not the pasuk from Shmuel. It's a minhag as a zecher to the idea that there is a halacha that you don't read Ksuvim on Shabbos. As a zecher to the minhag that there is an idea that you don't read Ksuvim on Shabbos, because most of us are totally unfamiliar. That's why you guys chose this topic, because you never even heard of it before. So as a zecher to that idea, that's why we do this. So, you know, it's not really a ramification of the halacha. There are, you know, I collected five other explanations of why we change Migdol Magdil, you know, from Shabbos. You know, there's a famous Tart Mima that says that it was a typo, that that initially it said Beis Shin Beis Migdol Yeshuas Malko in most of the benches, in parentheses next to Magdil, it said in parentheses Beis Shin Beis Migdol. And what it really meant was Bishmol Beis, and say for Shmuel Beis, it's Migdol. But someone saw Beis Shin Beis and they said, what's a Bishab? It must be Bishabbos. So they printed Bishabbos Migdol, and someone else came along, Bishabbos, why not Yantav too? Bishabbos Yantav Rosh Chodesh. And ultimately it became a thing that, so that's what the Torah Tumim says. The problem is that this minhag predates when Shmuel was split into Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. So so it's unlikely that the Torah Tumim's explanation is correct. When was it split? Later. The Christian split it. Well, this is not a Jewish thing, yeah. So in fact, one of the better essays on this topic was written by Rav David Cohn Shlita, who was here last week. He's a very interesting person. He's like interested in a lot of things, and he like makes lists. His son told me once that his father just makes lists of like anomalies, you know, that in halacha or not, like he has like, as he's learning, he just like, you know, he'll make lists of like, I don't know, name of an Amora that, just weird things that like you wouldn't notice. And every time a list of his, he's got a bunch of lists all over that. Every time a list of his gets long enough, he puts out another Sefer. So that's why he has like these very fascinating stories. He has, back in the old days, he was in Camp Monk for many years. I think he still is. And he used to have this thing that he would ask unanswerable questions to the campers. So he actually published a book called V'im Tomar, Just, I think he then published a V.A. Shlomer, but just, you know, just questions he's very fast, meaning not what you expect, you know, a posek of his caliber to be putting out, you know, a lot of academic type stuff. He has no academic training, but like he has a mind that's just like so hungry that it's very, very fascinating. But anyway, so that's a little bit about Migdol and a little bit about Ksuvim on Shabbos. So generally speaking, you know, it's good to know that there is such an issue. I think generally speaking, we're not so makbid about it. Probably if a guy wants to learn Eicha, he probably is allowed to learn it on Shabbos. In fact, it's not Avelis Befarhesia. Right, the other Shabbos would be Avelis Befarhesia. I don't think it's Avelis Befarhesia either. We lain the Haftorah in the Eichatun. We sing L'chadodi Talei Tzion. Right, all of that. It's hard to imagine that's Avelis Befarhesia. I mentioned Tamin Alachshir this morning. Rav Shachter said that he was in Boston for Shabbos Chazon once, and he started doing L'chadodi Talei Tzion because that's the practice. And all the people in Boston had no idea what he was doing. They had no idea what he was singing. They were totally unfamiliar. So Rav Soloveitchik had Rachmanis on him, so Rav Soloveitchik sang along, so it was a duet between with Rav Shachter and Rav Soloveitchik. And Rav Shachter said afterwards, the people were so unfamiliar with it that they thought he had composed the niggun. they obviously sang Leit Zion. And they sing it everywhere. It's the same niggun that's sung in every single shul, right? I mean, they obviously sang it in Boston also. My pshat is that there are people like me that are so tone deaf that when you hear the tune out of context, you cannot place it. Like a lot of times, like on Friday night, around my Shabbos table, my kids will be like, I like how he did the Chadodi to whatever. And, you know, and I'll be like, oh, I knew I knew that tune from somewhere. Like I'm never able to put it together. So I assume that all the people in Boston are equally tone deaf like me. I'm sure they sang Leit Zion, but they didn't have that minhag, or were unfamiliar with the minhag of doing it for L'chadodi. Okay.